This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Oh, we're actually seeing some green across the board as we head into the 11 o'clock hour where we're looking for crop production and WASDE reports from the USDA. I'm not sure what we're going to expect in the way of surprises here. This report is usually fairly muted, but global supply and demand would indicate that we've probably got a pretty burdensome stocks-to-use ratio in soybeans, particularly on the global level, even though our domestic number isn't overly friendly either. But that's going to be a primary focus. I think when that report drops, that's going to be where my eyes go first. I think we could also see some friendly numbers in the wheat. Corn, maybe we've already put in what we expect here for bullishness as far as price levels are concerned right now. If we get any further bullish surprise, that's gonna be a real shot in the arm, because right now we already know our global stocks to use is fairly low. We know our domestic supplies are fairly low. If we see any further old crop revisions from the USDA, that would definitely be a surprise. But the wheat does kind of hold the ability to carry the market here today, depending on how much reflection we're going to get from Black Sea region and U.S. Uncooperative weather conditions. USDA is not very preemptive at putting that information or trying to guess at what the outcome of that's going to be. So that'll be kind of the focal point today, and obviously 11 o'clock is going to tell the tale.
Eric, why has wheat been playing a prominent factor here in the ag marketplace recently?
Well, I think it's kind of multifaceted. One, you've got global supply stories everywhere, with the exception of maybe Australia and Argentina. You've got, uncovered winter wheat in the U.S. that has been subject to frigid Arctic blasts.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership, and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn up 1.5 at 4.93 even. March soybeans up 2.5 at 10.52 even. March soybean meal up $1.20 at 301.70. March soybean oil down 3 cents at 45.70. On the Merck, February live cattle down 82 cents at 201.05. March feeder cattle down $1.52 at 266.60. April lean hogs up 72 cents at 92.35. April pork cutout unchanged at 93.97. Class 3 milk is up 11 cents at 20.22. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.